High school basketball in full swing here in Connecticut with the boys. And every Monday, we talk to Dave Rudin from therudinreport.com. And Dave, there's a couple big games coming up this week, right?
Yes, hey Kevin, thanks for having me again. Tomorrow night, we've been waiting for the four top teams in the league to start playing each other. And tomorrow's probably the biggest day of the regular season because all four teams, we're going to have two games with all of them involved. It's going to be a tough choice for me where to go. You've got Fairfield Ludlow and Ridgefield, which are both unbeaten in league play, tomorrow at Fairfield Ludlow. And then Staples, which is still the league favorite, but got handed its first loss last week. The Wreckers are going to be hosting Fairfield Ward, which also only has one loss. So they've sort of separated from the pack and have established themselves as the clear-cut four best teams in the league, and we'll see how things start shaking out. Things will look a little different the next time we talk because Ludlow and Ward, town rivals, They play on Friday night. So Ludlow's in the middle of a real difficult stretch. They actually have Staples after that, so they're playing all three contenders in a row. So a lot's going to happen, and both games are real interesting tomorrow. I'm having a hard time deciding where I'm going
to
go.
Yeah, trying to pick which one to go to. It sounds like they're both going to be fantastic. And you're right, after this week, it seems like it'll shake out a little bit on who beats who.
Yep, Ridgefield played Fairfield Ward last week and beat them at home in the first of all these matchups. Ridgefield and Staples do not play until the final game of the season, so that possibly could be a game for the top seed. So this week, these next 10 days are really going to be telling about how things shake out with the top four seeds. The Staples run the table against everybody else and maintain the top seed. And does one of the teams lose to the other three and sink down a bit till the middle of the pack?
Talking high school basketball here in Connecticut with Dave Rudin from therudinreport.com. Now, Dave, there's a couple big games coming up this week that we talked about earlier, but there was games since the last time we talked over the past week and last weekend, including an upset, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. It really started, the league started coming into shape. I guess the biggest outcome was Greenwich, which was 3-6 coming in, shocked Staples at home on Tuesday, 57-52. They played a triangle and two defense on Staples' two best players, Sam Klacko and Adam Udell, and really shut both players down. So that was Staples was the only remaining unbeaten team in the top 10 state poll. So they got handed a loss. And then I covered New Canaan twice, and New Canaan is coming on. They won two games against Wilton and Stamford, teams they could be impossible tiebreakers with down the road. So New Canaan, which had a bunch of football players that played in the state championship game, and it took them a little while to start getting into shape. I'm actually working on a story with that right now, but New Canaan is coming on, and Bridgeport Central's coming on a little bit, and you have teams like Stamford and Wilton that have been wilting a little. So it's kind of like all these teams have been putting the shaker, and we're mixing it up and rolling the dice and seeing how they come out.
Yeah, it's interesting how it takes a few weeks of the season to get going to really start to see how things lay out. So it'll be cool to see how the rest of the season goes from here.
Yeah, I think what we're going to be looking at is we're going to have I think the four teams will maintain the top four seeds. The Trumbull, which lost one of its two best players on opening night, Ryan Johnston, they've been surprisingly hanging tough and just have two losses. You know, I see them probably being like the five seed. And then we're going to probably have about six or seven teams that are going to be battling for the last three seeds.
Wow, that'll be cool. Cool to see how it all plays out. All right, Dave Rudin, therudinreport.com. Thanks so much for coming on with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Look forward to next week.